Hello and welcome to The Word and Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I hope everyone is enjoying their day on today. Want to give honor to whom honor is due, and we want to celebrate our veterans on today. And also those that are continuing to serve in the military. We don't take it for granted what the military is doing by sacrificing their lives and their time and time with their family to keep us safe in the United States. And we give honor to those people, and may God bless you for what you are doing. Wanted to continue in the Ten Commandments, and we're going to begin in Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. But first, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. There's so much going on. The Ukraine crisis and ISIS and recapturing a city and domestic things going on, people murdering and harming people. And there's just so many things going on. And we just pray, Lord, that you just touch on today. You're touching every day. We don't take it lightly. You're watching over us every day. You're covering us every day, Lord. But we just continue to go to you, Lord. We need peace. We need peace in our land, in many of the lands of the world. Just the whole world just seems to be in an unrest, and we need you, Lord. We need you to intervene, and we pray that you intervene on your children's behalf, Lord Jesus. We know that you are looking after your children, and Lord, we need you to do something. We need you to touch this world, and we need you, Lord, to stir us up, Lord Jesus, that we preach and teach the gospel so men and women and children may be saved from the wrath to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, verse 7 of Exodus chapter 20 reads, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." And what it is talking about there is that the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord is to be reverenced. It's to have respect for, to have in our understanding and our execution of the name holy. It should be reverenced in holiness. We should not use God's name as a swear word, as a new term of, you know, slang. That is not how we should use the Lord thy God's name in vain, because that is saying that we count it unworthy. We dishonor the name using it loosely without the proper reverence. And the name of God is referenced all over the Bible, and it signifies, it just even says in Matthew 6:19 about hallowed be thy name. It's holy be thy name. It is a name to be recognized as something of power and authority and respect. And so all over the Bible, it talks about the name of God in reference to the Spirit, God, and Jesus. In Proverbs 18:10, it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe." It says, "By the name of the Lord," it says, "they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Demons tremble at the name of Jesus. And so it's a lot of reference to his name and what it represents. If you ask anything in my name, according to my will, I will give it thee. There is power in the name. And that is what it is saying. They're saying, don't take the Lord thy God's name in vain. And it says, God will not hold that person guiltless. That kind of flippant way that we use God's name. OMG and all these things that we say. For like we're talking back and forth like about a friend, and that, you know, we are not to treat God that way. God is God of all of the universe and everything in it and around it and whatever space there is even beside that. Who knows? But God is God, and we are to treat him with respect. And so it even says in Leviticus 19:12, let's go to there. Go over there. Leviticus 19:12 talks about God's name and how we should reverence it. 19:12, it says, "And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord." Don't swear falsely. Don't use it in such a futile, empty, dishonorable way. And, you know, by the name of Jesus, there's no other name by which we are going to be saved. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. And so the name of God has power. And we ought to recognize that. We talked several months before about using the name. People use the name as reference. You know, when we go for a job, they say, oh, we need your reference letters. You know, we call up these people, name, you know, Joe Smith. I used to work with Joe Smith, and he can vouch for me in order to get into certain clubs or organizations. You use someone's name to get back door to some concert or whatever. Oh, my name should be on the list. There's something about a name, and God saying, don't dishonor my name, because I will not hold you guiltless. There will be repercussions for using God's name in vain. And that's even including people that believe in God. Not just people that are using the name flippantly, like it's some sort of colloquialism, you know, some slang word type of way. But people even in church use God's name in vain. Making fun, and we say, oh, Jesus, and all these things. We ought to not do that, because that is using it in an empty way. When we open our mouths to say the name of the Lord, we need to understand what comes behind it. There's power and authority and reverence that go with the name. So if I call in the name of Jesus, or I pray in the name of Jesus, I'm expecting that something is going to be done. I'm not saying it in a way that is just kind of random, and just hoping that something will take place. I know there is power in the name of Jesus. And so that's how I pray, expecting that something will be done by my faith. What? Faith in the name. I'm not praying and ending my prayers in the name of Vanessa. That has zip power. But the name of Jesus has power. And so we have to reverence that name. All over the Bible, God is known by different names. Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Tiskanu, Jehovah Rapha. These things have meaning. You know, the Lord that provides, the Lord, you know, the banner, you know, all of these different meanings that God is symbol. It's not a symbol, but it's more of a meaning of what is standing behind the name, what power is behind the name. We need not to take the Lord thy God's name in vain, because like he said, he will not hold us guiltless. And I say, Lord, forgive us. Because I have done it. Forgive us for doing that. In Jesus' name. Please join me on the Word of Me tomorrow. God bless.